Father, thank you. You gave prophets to the church to build it as an extension of Christ. Lord, we thank you for our brother and sister. What are your names?
Jerry
and Bonnie. Father, thank you for this precious couple. You are truly brick and mortar in the spirit. You have been solid bricks. You've carried weight. You've had pressure. You've been cracked and mended. Your mortar, the mortar of love, has been packed around you by other people. People have loved on you. That's the mortar that God uses to keep the stones, okay, in the wall. And I just feel like you guys have a lot to give in the days ahead. It says to comfort one another with the same comfort that you've been comforted with. And that's the love of God being poured out through you to other people. You know, brother, you sometimes minimize your capacity. You minimize sometimes what you have to give. You compare yourself to this one and that one. And God says, I don't compare you to anybody except, what's your name again? Sorry.
Jerry.
To the Jerry that he made. God has one blueprint for Jerry. That's it, brother. When God looks at you, he gazes at you and says, that's my Jerry. And I made him to be Jerry and Jerry only. And brother, you got some things to give. They're intangible, but they're of the spirit that's going to really love people and put mortar around their empty places, fill up their gaps, hold them together when they feel like everything's falling apart. Brother, you have great capacity to endure with long suffering. Beautiful fruit of the spirit. You have it, brother, because you have been in that school many times. You've been in the school of short suffering to learn about long suffering. You say, Lord, how much longer? He says, until you stop asking how much longer. Yeah. But brother, you have the credentials. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. Both of you carry fruit. And here's the thing about fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is to be given away. It's not to be held. It's not a badge. It's not a merit badge we wear on a sash and says, look at my fruit. It's not bragging rights. It does give you authority to minister the love of God, to fellowship, okay, with others on a level they've never experienced before. You're going to give people fellowship that they've never tasted before. It's what Paul wrote to the Philippians about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And people are craving it. They're out there literally dying for it, and they need it from you, the two of you. And so the whole thing about suffering is not a word that you're afraid of. It's not a word that you are embarrassed about. It's not a word that you try to shield God from and say, oh, God would never allow that. No, you're very frank about your road of long suffering and how God has built within you a dynamic and an endurance and a theology that carries a lot of weight with people and brings the love of God in a very real way. You haven't created a pasty, flat, kind of a one-sided God to people. You bring to the table a genuineness of the Trinity, and it brings people into a living relationship with a living God. And God says, well done. Oh, the words flow. Sister, you've got prophetic words. You have words that flow from the Holy Spirit, and you don't even have to label them. Doesn't matter if it's a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, whatever. It's just the Holy Spirit speaking. He speaks to people through you. Keep talking. Keep talking. Because the Holy Spirit talks through you. We're the only human voice on the planet that he gets to use. He gets to use our voice boxes. And like we sang tonight, it's the breath in our lungs that run over our vocal cords that produce something of the Spirit into people. The word of the Lord. And brother, you sometimes listen to this lady going, I can never do that. See, that's that Jerry going, I should be like somebody else. Shouldn't I? It's like, no, be Jerry. Just be Jerry. Brother, you prophesy with a coffee cup in your hand. Brother, you prophesy with a wrench in one hand. You prophesy with a fishing pole in one hand. Brother, you prophesy where no man dare go. Because they need that where you like to hang out. You hang out with some really interesting people. They're not Bible carrying, God exalting people, but they need what you've got, the love of God. Brother, there's an you have a huge capacity to accept people as they are. And that's been a battle for you because you didn't, you like I said, you know, you've had a trouble accepting you for who you are. God has brought you full circle, and you are his beloved son and daughter in whom he's well pleased. And the days of earning God's favor are way over. You finally broke through in that department. You broke through performance and earning. You broke through all that. And now it's just you are. A son and a daughter that have the Holy Spirit, not only to lead and guide your own personal lives, but to give it away to others. So I just see evangelism coming to the two of you. Call it what you will. You're going to reach people for Jesus, okay? You're going to share the gospel of the good news. And I just see your brother just saying it very practically. Well, I just want to tell you, I've got good news for you. Brother, you're going to have the great capacity to turn a negative conversation with that phrase. They're going to be just dumping all their garbage, complaining, moaning about everything from the Buffalo Bills to, you know, how hot it is and how cold it is. They'll complain about everything. But brother, you're going to turn the conversation with, well, I've got good news for you. And you're going to be amazed at how the Holy Spirit is going to just show up in that phrase. Because the good news is the gospel. And Paul said it's the power of God unto salvation. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed. And you're going to reveal, okay, the power of the cross and the righteousness of God in that phrase, I've got good news for you. Amen. So you have grandchildren? Oh boy. And they're admitting it. Okay, that's good. Sister, your ministry to that generation is going to multiply. Not just your own grandchildren, but to others. You're going to be almost like an adoptive grandmother. You're going to be a surrogate grandmother to others that don't have granny in their life, that don't have that position, and certainly don't have it as a godly example. And God's going to use you to step in and be a godly grandmother to the grandmotherless. And it's going to be a delight to your soul. And here's the other thing. Don't tell Jerry, but God's going to give you money to bless him. But don't tell Jerry, okay? That's between you and God. So God's going to give you finances, and God's going to give you all kinds of witty ways to bless them. Not just, you know, I'm not talking about spoiling them. Yes, I am. Okay, I'm a grandparent too. You're going to spoil them. You have permission. Grandparents have permission to spoil. You're going to spoil them in a very godly way, in a loving way to show the love of God. And that's your heart, sis. You got a huge heart. Well, God's going to catch up, okay? Catch up the hugeness of your heart, okay, with some actual physical things to give, to do, to even take them places. I see a couple of trips you've schemed in your heart to say, if I could just take them there. And God says, okay, ask me. Don't ask Jerry. Ask me, and I will give you your heart's desire. Because it's for others. It's not for you. It's for others. But you'll be blessed in the middle of it. Amen? I better stop or these guys are going to leave.
Tonight is so important for the two of you. It's such a key season for your life. As you were being prophesied over, I saw a pancake in a pan. And as that pancake was cooking, it had been cooking on one side, and it was just about time to flip to the other side. And I felt tonight there was a giant flipping to the other side. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying over the two of you, you've received well. You've taken in the waters well. You've drunk in well, and you've drunk deep of the things that I've put over you and that I've sent to you. And you've done a good job at hearing my command over your life and over your family. Well done in this past season. Well done. You've taken it and you've grown and you've flourished. But this is a season where God says, now I'm flipping it. Now I'm turning it to the other side, and now I'm talking to you about what I'm going to flow out of you in this season. What I'm going to cause to go forth, because today Mama and Papa begins to emerge in a new way. And the Lord says, I will cause you to be such mentors that they're going to be banging your door down to be part of what you're doing. The Lord says, you won't get away from this thing that's in the center. It's like you're in the center, in the eye of the very center of what God is opening up right before you. There's a diner call as well, as you were being prophesied with the coffee cup. I was seeing the diner at the same time. Just God opening up conversations, and not conversations that come to an end, but conversations that turn into relationship. For I've put upon you, the Lord says, just a magnetic anointing to draw people into a deeper place. In this culture where there's no eye contact, where those are just trying to stay to themselves, God says they will be drawn. for I'm bringing you to that new season of mentoring and mentoring those who have a heart and a desire to know me in a deeper way. Oh, your house. Can I just tell you about your house? The Lord says, I'm holding your house in the palm of my hand. I keep your house in the right before me. There's nothing that you have to worry about. I even feel that there have been some things that you've stressed about the house. But God says, no, don't stress about it. It is my responsibility. I've got this. The Lord says, you just rest. This is a season for you to let me just flip things and let things begin to flow out of you. This is a time to flow. Flow, 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 flow. It's not a strive season. Flow. Just be in this season, because I'm going to flow out of you in such a strong way. I'm going to bring the connections. I'm going to bring the people. I'm going to bring those that are going to help you with things that need to get done. I'm going to do it in this season of your life because it's a new season, says the Lord. Sister, the Lord says to you, that journal that you have, God says, you're about to write to your heart's content. I'm just going to begin to speak to you. I'm just going to begin to show you things and give you new plans for what's up ahead. I'm going to give you some ideas that you're going to, I can teach on this. I can share this with some sisters. There's some people that I know that are going through some things. This is the answer to that thing. And you're just going to begin to get that download. You're going to begin to flow spontaneously. And the Lord says, just have that journal ready because it's going to come at all times. I see you even at times having to pull to the side and say, wait, I can't talk right now. I've got to write this. I got to get this down. Spontaneous flow. Man of God, the Lord says to you, you're going to take off. You are going to truly take off. This is your time. This is your season. This is what you've been waiting for. This is the time that you've, this is the abundant living that you said, God, I know there's more for me. I know there's something else. God says, yes, it's the season for abundant living, for Zoe living. This is the time. This is where you're going to say that statement. This is my assignment. This is what I'm called to do. It's like I hear you entering into your place. Stepping into your place, and it feels right. Everything that you've desired in your heart, God says, that's that moment. This is that place where I'm activating the call and the anointing. And let me tell you, there's like I'm seeing a referee whistle around your neck. And I feel the Lord saying that part of that is you're going to love, but it's not just fluffy love. You're going to challenge with love. You're going to say, hey, you're going to blow the whistle. That's out of order. Listen, come here. I love you, but you got to get some things right. There's counsel in you, man of God. There's counsel to set things straight, to bring order. The Lord says that they will appreciate, they will thank you for even correcting them. Listen to that. They're going to thank you for bringing correction. That's true love. When you can be thanked for giving correction, that's true love. God says you can do that because you carry the Father's heart well. You know how to communicate the Father's heart. Let me just say here, are you members here in this house, right? Let me just say, here in the house of the Lord has greater need of you in this hour. I sense that in this season, you're going to be like mom and pop of the house. It's like a mother and a father in the house, that you're going to love those that come through these doors, and deliverance will be part of this ministry as well. You're going to see a need, and through love and relationship, people will receive truth and they'll receive wisdom and counsel. Also, there's so much for you to do. The plate has been full, but God has just reset the system for you tonight. He says, I'm flipping it. I'm resetting it. I have a new need for you this hour, and I'm launching you as mentors, as mama, as papa in this house and outside. Even the Lord says he's going to cause that to happen and flourish in this season.
And I'm pulling out the thorns that have been driven into you, says the Lord. I'm setting you free from old injury, says the Lord. God says, my daughter, I've been going behind you. I've been pulling thorns and arrows out of your heart, out of your past, says God. I'm not going to decorate your past with old injury, but I'm going to decorate your present with healing, with restoration, and with joy. And I give you my joy, says the Lord. I give you my peace, says the Lord. My daughter, I say that I'm going to pull out old thorns between you and your husband. I'm going to pull up old injuries, like pulling up tent stakes where an old memorial or where the tent used to be. I'm pulling up the tent stakes and I'm even filling in the holes so they won't be seen or remembered anymore. I give you my joy. I give you my peace. I give you my restoration, says the Lord. The Lord says, my son and my daughter, in this time I'm making all things new. God says, let the past be the past now. I'm making all things new. And I'll put a tent of healing in your house, says the Lord. God says, your home will be called a place of healing, a tent of healing, a place of restoration for people to come. The past, says God, I even allowed at times for your voice to be shut down, for you not even to defend yourself, says God. My daughter, in this day, I'm going to give you words of mercy and reconstruction and healing for others, says the Lord. Now raise up my tent of mercy over you, my tent of restoration, says the Lord. The Lord says, my son, in old times I had to restrain you and pull you back. But in this day, I'm not restraining you, I'm pushing you out, says God. For I've done my work, says the Lord. God gave me a vision, brother, of a paving stone just pressed flat into the middle of the road. And that paving stone is you. Trod upon, pressed down, made into nothing but flattened like a stone in the middle of the road. That's what you've been. But I see that God has stamped his initials on you. He's marked you. My son, I've marked you with my own name, says the Lord. God says, I'm not coming in this time to restrain you or pull you back or rebuke you. But I'm coming this night to say, go for it now. I've beaten your heart down. I've flattened you. And I've shown you your pride. And I've shown you my humility. And in this day, I call you, says God, to press forward and run ahead. God says, this is not a time to be doubting the motives of your heart now. This is a time to run forward, says the Lord. God says, I make your house into a habitation, a tent for healing. And brother and sister, I just take that to mean a tent for healing, that it's not always going to be in the same place. That tent is going to move with you wherever you are. It's not about a physical location, but this tent of healing is going to move with you. Brother, this is a time to lay hands on the sick. This is time to speak to the alcoholic, to the drunk, and to call them back to the pathway of God. And God says, my son, I will put power and authority in your words, and I will put healing and forgiveness in your voice, says the Lord. God's going to release a new wave of healing and life through your descendants, through children, grandchildren. There's a new life coming, and it's going to be supernatural, says God, not from you, not from them. It's just going to begin to flow because I say so, says the Lord. I say so, says the Lord. Father, we thank you. We exalt you, O Lord. Let your life flow. Lord, not only through these, but through the children, the grandchildren. Let this thing just begin to explode right down like the river going over its banks. Uncontrollable, says the Lord. Unstoppable, says the Lord. And what is that? Something on your left wrist over there? What's that? That thing right there? What is that? Well, Lord, heal that thing so you're the only brace. I ask you for that. Lord, just a favor, a little beignet, just a little something sweet from heaven to them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, we thank you that you have given us this treasure. Lord, that you have entrusted this house with these precious gifts. And we say yes and amen to every word that's been spoken. And Lord, we continue to send them forth. Lord, that they would walk out every word that's been spoken. We bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.